on WGLT, Normal, Illinois, a service of Illinois State University. From Tucson, Arizona, it's Radio Munson. Saxophonist Andy Farber and his band from New York City. Andy's arrangement of The Man I Love. And it was Jerry Dodgen playing alto saxophone, Dan Block on clarinet, and we heard Art Barron with a little trombone as well. Here on Radio Munson, we've kicked off hour number two of our little Thursday evening get-together. It's hard to imagine we're past midway in February already. Do you have a good Valentine's Day weekend? I forgot to ask you about that earlier. I meant to play a song about love, and it's several stages on the show last week. I just didn't get it done, so I'm going to play it right now. I just think this one is special, because we all look back sort of wistfully at the time when we were young, and, you know, the first love, you know, and all of that. But there's a lot to be said for enduring love through the ages as well. That's what this song is about. It was written in 1864. Civil War was still going on. And it's done here by Eddie Erickson, who plays some banjo and sings a chorus. And Becky Kilgore, who sings the second chorus with him, she plays guitar. and it features Dan Barrett's trombone. It's called When You and I Were Young, Maggie.
I wandered today to the hill, Maggie, to watch the scene below. The creek and the creaking old mill, Maggie, where we used to stroll long ago. The green grove is gone from the hill, Maggie, where once the daisies sprung. But I love you the same as of old, Maggie, when you and I were young.
Jazz a little obligato.
The creek
now that raggy tune
the
is a raggy tune. Pay no attention to the
Maggie,
music that they play. Just rock.
We used to ooh,
your blues away.
Ago.
All the spots start to sway, getting hot
the
now.
Green
hear that
grove
time.
Is gone
it's just
from the
time.
Hill.
All around I hear harmony, charmony. Every
where
other
once
note
the day is
just full of music
sprung,
that you can't repeat.
But I love
now you know
you
the way.
Same
tell the band to
as
play.
Of
and when they listen, just christen it. Say I got those when you and I were young, Maggie Blue. Now the green grass is gone from the hill, Eddie.
Oh no, Becky. Where once the daisies sprung. You're the same
tell the band to
as
play.
Of old,
and when they listen, just christen it. Say I got those when you and I were young, Maggie Blues.
When You and I Were Young, Maggie, written in 1864, and the second chorus with two singers was added a little bit later, and they added another word to the end of the title, blues. When You and I Were Young, Maggie Blues. Eddie Erickson, the banjoist, sometimes guitarist, banjoist this time, doing the first chorus. And Becky Kilgore, who plays guitar, played on that recording, came in with Eddie on the second chorus. That was Dan Barrett's trombone. Well, the days are getting a little longer, although they're taking their time about it, it seems to me. How long will it be before we can look out here while we're in the midst of this radio program and look out when the deep purple falls over, what is it? Over sleepy garden walls. Sounds like a song to me. The great pianist Art Tatum and Deep Purple.
Thank you. again I hold you tight. Though you're gone, your love lives on when moonlight beams. And as long as my heart will beat, lover will always meet here in my deep purple.
With Artie Shaw's band following the great pianist Art Tatum. Radio Munson here on GLT. Here's Bill Allred with his classic jazz band.
Thank you. She wants a great big butter and egg man from way out in the west. She gets so tired of dancing all night, just wants somebody to hold her tight. She said fancy clothes have never been mine. You just wait, that old sun is gonna shine. And now she wants a great big butter and egg man. Ain't some big butter and egg man sitting right here.
It's Radio Munson from Tucson saying, hello, Chicago. You're my kind of town, you know. Sir, Chicago, you are my kind of town. That's a great song, isn't it? How'd you like to have that song for your town? Broadcasting from Tucson, Arizona tonight, I'm not real familiar with any song that is about Tucson that is in the jazz idiom. That was one of those Jackie Gleason albums. He always had George Williams, a talented arranger, do his arrangements, got the best first call musicians from New York City, including Roy Eldridge there playing trumpet and Charlie Ventura playing saxophone. Well, we're going to try to squeeze in a couple of songs tonight that I've been meaning to play for quite a while. One is called Squeeze Me, and the other one has an almost identical title, but with a word added at the beginning. The two are often confused for each other. First, the song that Fats Waller and Andy Razzoff wrote back in 1925. Daryl Sherman does the vocal here, plays piano. John Cacuzzi on vibes, Randy Sankey on trumpet, Randy Reinhardt on trombone, and Bob Gordon is playing clarinet.
Daddy, you've been doggone sweet on me. Daddy, you're the only one I see. You know I need but you, 'cause you're my man. love me like no one can. Something about you I can't resist. When you kiss me, Daddy, I stay kissed. Oh, Daddy, squeeze me and squeeze me again. Oh, honey, don't stop till I tell you when. Now, honey, squeeze me and kiss me some more. Just like you did before. Your baby Cupid is standing close by. Sweet baby cry, just pick me up on your knee. I just get so you know, ooh, when you squeeze me.
Pianist vocalist Daryl Sherman. She was in fine voice for that one. Randy Sankey was a guy playing trumpet and John Cacuzzi playing some vibes, Randy Reinhardt on trombone, and the unmistakable Bob Gordon's low clarinet sound. 1925, Squeeze Me. In 1941, Duke Ellington wrote a song called Squeeze Me, and then he remembered that that title was already taken, so he put the word just in front of it. Just squeeze me. And then in parentheses, but please don't tease me, in parentheses. Dave Grusin, the pianist, does it here with Brian Bromberg on bass, Tom Scott on tenor saxophone, and the indefatigable Clark Terry playing flugelhorn and also doing what he can with the lyrics, which were written by Lee Gaines.
Cause I get sentimental when you hold me tight, so squeeze me. But please don't see missing you since you went away, having the blues both night and day, weeping, wailing and crying and carrying on for you. Oh, babe, I'm in the mood to let you know I never knew I loved you so. Sweet spirit, he'd squeeze me, but please. Thank you.
Clark Terry with pianist Dave Grusin and a group he put together, Duke Ellington's Just Squeeze Me. Well, we've squeezed them both in. Squeeze Me and Just Squeeze Me here on Radio Munson this evening. More to come. How about we go to Kansas City here with David Bassey, the jazz icon in KC, and Phil Woods playing alto saxophone.
Sorrow, don't hardly know what to do. Where will I be tomorrow? I'm going to Kansas City, want to go too. No, you can't make it with me. Going to Kansas City, I'm sorry, but I can't take you. When you see me coming, raise your window high. When you see me leaving, baby, hang your head and cry. 'Cause there ain't nothing in Miss Creamy's dreamy town a honky-tonkin', two-timing monkey woman could do. She'd only bring herself down. So long, everybody. The time has come that I must leave you. And if I never see your smiling face again, just make a promise to remember, like a Christmas day in December, all through thick and thin, on up until the very end. Charlie Parker's been your friend. And don't hang your head when you see, don't hang your head when you see, when you see those six pretty horses pulling me. Put a $20 silver piece on my watch chain and look at the smile on my face. Sing a song to let the world know I'm free. And hey, 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 don't you cry for me. Don't cry for me. Don't cry for me.
Brooklyn that you always wandered to. It isn't the mountain flowers love to you. It's the girl that makes you happy, and it's the girl that makes you blue. You often doubt them. Oh. What a lonely world we'll be without them.
That's why
it isn't the songbirds, the songs that they sing. It isn't the sunshine that makes you like spring. So what is this magic that makes love the thing? It's the girl. It's the girl.
Some folks need atmosphere when they're making love. They say Mother Nature makes love grand. Still lovers will complain that they need the shore. If you're a Romeo, you're gonna understand.
It isn't the paddle, it's not the canoe. It isn't the river or skies that are blue. You wander to, it isn't the mountain, the flowers, or the morning dew. It isn't the loveliness that brings love to you. It's the girl. It's the girl. As you go, it's not the crowd, it's not the folks you know. So listen while I shout out loud. Ba ba da ba ba da ba da ba 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 da ba da ba ba ba.
That's the song that the Boswell sisters did back in the 1930s, and Bette Midler revived it for the title song of an album she recorded called It's the Girls, plural. And she honors not only the Boswell sisters, but the Andrews sisters, Diana Ross and the Supremes, and I believe others. I'm Don Munson. It's Radio Munson. That was David Bassey before the break, and his vocalese interpretation of Parker's Mood. Parker's Mood was an instrumental that the great Charlie Parker did back in his Kansas City days in 1948. A lot of people say it's the greatest jazz solo that's ever been done on saxophone. I wouldn't argue with that. David Bassey is a Kansas City icon, has a radio program, been a longtime performer there. He was the vocalist, Mike Melvoin on piano, and Phil Woods is the guy who played that alto saxophone, Parker's Mood. He was one of the beboppers. So was Billy Eckstein. He had a great band for a while, and a number of the great stars in the bebop movement played for Eckstein, who sang in front of his band. Here's one of the best things Eckstein ever did.
If I told a lie, if I made you cry, when I said goodbye, I'm sorry. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize. If I caused you pain, I know I'm to blame. Must have been insane, believe me. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize. I realize I've been unfair to you. Please let me make amends. Don't say that you forgot the love we knew. After all, we were more than friends. If I've made you blue, I've had heartaches too. Now I beg of you, forgive me from the bottom of my heart, dear. I apologize. Give me back your glance. Give me back romance. Give me one more chance. Forgive me from the bottom of my heart, dear. I apologize.
Billy Eckstine, Mr. B, was voted the Male Vocalist of the Year by the jazz magazines year after year after year in the late 1940s and into the early 1950s. He fronted a wonderful band as a singer. And a few other singers did front bands, but for the most part, they were instrumentalists, mainly piano players or saxophonists or maybe horn players, trombonists for sure, Glenn Miller, Tommy Dorsey come to mind. Here's a guy that played steel guitar and led a great band. Alvino Ray, he was one of the early guys who was experimenting with electricity and guitars, Les Paul being the other one. But Alvino Ray liked to do steel guitar and led a band, sitting there in front of the band, a really outstanding band. Here they are with Alvino doing a little soloing on the Johnson Rag. Alvino Ray, he was quite an innovator. There he is with his steel guitar and his band and the Johnson Rag. On Radio Munson, where else are you going to hear stuff like this? Carol and I heard Rosie Clooney. We actually were there in Chicago one night in 1981, about the time she started doing albums to honor the great songwriters of our time. And she did a song that Matt Dennis had had written, along with Tom Adair. Tom Adair supplied the lyrics. She had some great young musicians with her at the time. Warren Bechet, the cornetist, and Scott Hamilton, who was a young saxophonist at the time. Cal Jader was playing vibes, and Rosemary Clooney was in good voice.
When lovers make no rendezvous to stroll along Fifth Avenue, when this familiar world is through, will you still be mine? When cabs don't drive around the park, no windows light the summer dark, when love has lost its secret spark, will you still be mine? When moonlight on the Hudson's not romancing, and spring no longer turns a young man's fancy, when glamour girls have lost their charms, when sirens just mean false alarms, when lovers heed no call to arms, will you still be mine? Just mean false alarms. When lovers heed no call to arms, will you still be? Will you still be? Will you still be mine?
1981, Rosie Clooney. I didn't mention Nat Pierce was the guy playing piano. And a salute to Matt Dennis and Tom Adair, who wrote that song. Here's one of the great bands ever, Jimmy Lunsford's band, and one of his unique vocalists, Dan Grissom. Thank you.
keep me waiting. Charmaine cries in vain. I wonder when bluebirds are mating. Will you come back again? I wonder if I keep on praying. Will our dreams be the same? I wonder if you ever think of me too. Charmaine's waiting, just waiting for you.
Jimmy Lunsford's band first did that in the early 1930s, featuring Dan Grissom, and there he is one more time reviving it, Charmaine. Well, Charmaine, we're just about out of time here on Radio Munson. We have a news update from NPR coming at the top of the hour. On WGLT Normal, Illinois, a service of Illinois State University. And I'll see you next Thursday night here on another Radio Munson. Thanks for listening, everybody. We're going to end things with the Bluebird Society Orchestra and a thing called Scatting at the Kit Cat. I'll see you cats and kittens next Thursday.